Harold Dundas practiced law in Boston for 70 years and the game of chess for 80. Sometimes he mingled the worlds efficiently, like when he would read Supreme and Judicial Court rulings between moves.
He said he'd always ask people if that was okay, because some people get irritated by that, right? He didn't always ask. He just did it.
Chris Chase was Harold's longtime colleague at the Boylston Chess Club in Cambridge and co-wrote the Boston Globe's weekly chess column with him. Over 50 years, with various co-authors, Harold never missed a deadline. Chess requires dogged and idiosyncratic passion. Harold was not a professional player, but he had his idiosyncrasies.
The funny thing is, he's a lawyer. He's a very good lawyer by all accounts. But he never read the rule book for chess. Never.
Still, he reached the level of expert at one point, and a personal summit in 1964. 19-year-old Bobby Fischer, on his way to winning the World Chess Championship, came to Fitchburg to play 55 simultaneous profit-making games and made an error.
I think Fischer won 48 games out of 55, drew 2 or 3, lost 2 or 3 games. One was Harold.
It was the grandest stuff of dreams for a hobbyist, victory against Fischer in 19 moves. Harold was carried out of the room on the shoulders of colleagues who could not contain their ebullience.
I don't know how they got him on the shoulders. Even though Harold's sort of a small, slight man, I'm surprised Harold, they didn't drop him, to be honest with you.
Over half a century later, Harold was playing his regular Thursday night game at the Boylston Chess Club. He was at his favorite table.
He's sitting at the board, very uncomfortable. I reach over to him, and he whispers to me, "I think I had a heart attack."
Chris called 911 while club members attempted a desperate but unsuccessful rescue.
And I think when he slipped to the floor that he was had gone. So that was Harold's final game. I have a bad joke about it. He must have been losing. No chess player dies when he has a winning position.
After Harold's death, the club set his board with the final position in his game against Fischer. It was like raising the flag of an eminence to mark where he has lived.